Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in the power of the Holy Spirit, and bring you to everlasting life.
Amen.
Day and night I cry to you, my God.
Day and night I cry to you, my God.
Lord, my God, I call for help by day. I cry at night before you. Let my prayer come into your presence. O, turn your ear to my cry.
For my soul is filled with evil. My life is on the brink of the grave. I am reckoned as one in the tomb. I have reached the end of my strength.
Like one alone among the dead, like the slain lying in their graves, like those you remember no more, cut off as they are from your hand.
You have laid me in the depths of the tomb, in places that are dark, in the depths. Your anger weighs down upon me. I am drowned beneath your waves.
You have taken away my friends and made me hateful in their sight. Imprisoned, I cannot escape. My eyes are sunken with grief.
I call to you, Lord, all the day long. To you I stretch out my hand. Will you work your wonders for the dead? Will the shades stand and praise you?
Will your love be told in the grave, or your faithfulness among the dead? Will your wonders be known in the dark, or your justice in the land of oblivion?
As for me, Lord, I call to you for help. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you hide your face?
Wretched, close to death from my youth, I have borne your trials. I am numb. Your fury has swept down upon me. Your terrors have utterly destroyed me.
They surround me all the day like a flood. They assail me altogether. Friend and neighbor you have taken away. My one companion is darkness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Day and night I cry to you, my God.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. You are in our midst, O Lord. Your name we bear. Do not forsake us, O Lord, our God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, O Lord, God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled.
My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people.
A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Let us pray. Let us pray for all animals that are abused and neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis they may be delivered from all harm. Let us continue to pray for those impacted by the hurricanes in Texas and those going down to join the relief effort, that God keep them safe from harm and give them the strength they need to endure. Let us continue to pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. We continue this evening to pray for Gene Long, and as the father of Bishop Long, that he continues to get better. We pray for Bishop Long that God continues to take the stress of all the unnecessary worry away that rests upon his shoulders. May he find peace and tranquility through his many ministries and the reassurance of the Holy Spirit. We continue to pray for my father that he gets better. We lift up in prayer the homeless. We pray for all children and their parents and guardians that they may follow the path of light. We continue to pray for the sick and the dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gift of ministry and music. Continue to pray for all healthcare workers, that the Lord will walk with them and sustain them under difficult conditions. Let us pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. Let us pray continuously for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church and the whole church, that we continue to be examples of Christ in our everyday actions and interactions. We pray for clear and God-centered consciousness so that we may not only be professors of God's love and kindness, but living examples of the same. We continue to rise up in prayer to the Benedictines of Immaculate Mary that they may prosper along with the entire church. And we'd like to pray for our deacons, Thomas and Nicholas, Father Dennis and my worthy self as priest, our abbot, Bishop James, and all those who may be considering to join, that through God and the Holy Spirit, we may be granted continued guidance and strength to continue to do God's will. Bishop Ken.
We pray today for all of those in our seminary program who began their new month of classes, that God would allow them to enjoy their classes, that they would rejoice in the knowledge that they are being given and the knowledge that they are discovering in their classes. We pray for those who will be joining our seminary program, and all those who are moving toward the Progressive Catholic Church. We pray especially for our priests who may be ill and those who are discerning their ministries. We pray for those who are bound with hate, that our Christ, who is a Christ of love, would shatter the bonds of hatred and prejudice and bigotry that are found throughout our country, and that his victory won on the cross would be won in their lives as well, so that they might see how many people there are to love. We pray for those who have asked us to pray for them and those that we have heard of their needs. We pray for God's grace and mercy and his forgiveness. And we pray that when the dawn comes tomorrow, mercy will be renewed, and we could go forth and proclaim the good news to all we encounter.
Let us continue to pray for John Thomas Therese, my Benedictine brother, and his family, as he has lost his grandmother recently. Heavenly Father, we come to you this night and forever, humbled in your presence once again, with the many intentions of our faith community. You know our every fear and need. You hear our every cry. For all of the prayers that we have spoken, and those of the entire church, the ones we hold in the silent depths of our hearts, and the prayers of the whole world, the church humbly and fervently prays.
Let us pray. All-powerful God, keep us united with your Son in his death and burial, so that we may rise to new life with him, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wicked. The snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly
pray.
And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who roam about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I thank you for allowing me to be with you tonight and to pray, and also to pray God's blessing upon you. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.